Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, gather round the radio. It's time for another installment of A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups. My name is Michael Harrison. It's my privilege to serve as anchor of the program. It's an ensemble show with lots of good people involved, and it all centers around the host and founder of the show, Carol Marx. Carol Marx is one of America's leading experts on upper demographic issues, and she's a champion in the ongoing battle against ageism. On today's program, she's going to take a deep dive into a conversation with a fascinating octogenarian. We believe he's 89 years old, but we're not totally sure. His name is Dr. Titus Plumeritis, and he comes from Lowell, Massachusetts, where he's still known and respected by the students there as one of its greatest football team heroes. He was a 5'5" linebacker who scored all 20 points in the 1948 Thanksgiving Day game against neighboring Lawrence. But it was a lot more than that. Who is this Titus Plumeritis? Well, he was a chicken farmer at 12 years of age, a U.S. paratrooper at 17, an all-scholastic football player, as mentioned, a football coach, a biology teacher, a professional photographer, a bank incorporator, a presidential confidant, and a highly respected chiropractor. One critic said, Titus outgumps Forrest. His book is titled, Titus, The Life Story of Dr. Titus Plumeritis. I think you're going to find this interesting. Here's Carol Marx in conversation with Dr. Titus Plumeritis.
So, Titus, before we talk about your inspiring life, what role did your children and computer lessons at the local Apple store play in your deciding to write out what turned out to be a 600-page autobiography?
If I may, I'll tell you, I have four children, two girls and two boys, and my two sons are orthopedic surgeons, and my two girls are educators. Well, my oldest daughter teaches, she's a retired school teacher from Alaska, where she was a talented and gifted education teacher. She was actually recruited right out of college because Alaska was the first state in the country to mandate talented and gifted education. So she took me to the Apple store, like I was one of her two-year-old students. She took me by the hand because at one time I was a professional photographer and I had three or four large containers of negatives and photos, and a lot of them were treasured family photos. And she took me to the Apple store, and she said, Dad, I want you to buy a computer, and I want you to enter all those pictures and photos that you have stored downstairs. In this way, we'll have those pictures forever. And that's how the book got started, because from the Apple store, I bought the computer. And then before you know it, it took me almost, I went there every week. They had a program there where for $100 when you buy a computer, you can go there and they'll give you one-to-one lessons, private lessons once a week for an hour. And then you go home and you practice what you learn. You go back the next week and do it over and over. Well, I did that for 7 years. And that's how I wrote the book. I wrote the entire book in the Apple store.
Wow. Now, let's talk about what made you you. You were born in Lowell, Massachusetts on September 6, 1929, during the Great Depression. You were the third of seven children of Greek immigrants. What did your father do for a living? I understand he was a strict disciplinarian and religious. What important traits did you learn from him that you have incorporated into your life?
Well, first of all, let me relate that my dad came from Greece when he was 36 years of age, and he brought with him the European traits, and that was primarily anti-education. When the child became, or when the one of the youngsters in the family became 14 years of age, they were to get a job and help support the rest of the family. And where we had seven children, he pulled me out of high school when I was 14, and at that time, I was very interested in athletics, namely football, and I had made the first team playing football at Lowell High School, which is the second largest high school in the state of Massachusetts. Well, when I told this to the headmaster, his name is Mr. Raymond Sullivan, and he actually was like a second father to me. I told him that what happened, and he said, I don't believe he can do that. So he picks up the telephone, and he calls the superintendent of schools, then he calls the athletic director, and then he calls the police department. And they bring a cruiser over to the school, and they put me in the back seat, and they drive to my father's barbershop. You asked what he did. He was a barber, and he didn't speak very well English. He had another barber working for him that spoke English and Greek. So he was his interpreter. Well, when that police car pulled up in front of my father's barbershop with the beacon flashing, this picture's in a book, by the way, the beacon is flashing, they bring me into the barbershop, and my father was very startled, and I believe he stained his britches at that time because he knew that something was going wrong. So the headmaster said to my dad, he said, if you don't put Titus back in school, you're going to jail. So my father was something like a Donald Trump negotiator. He very calmly said, well, if Titus agrees to milk the cows and feed the chickens, I'll let him go back to school, like he had a choice. But anyway, he was like that in negotiator, and I was very happy. So that resolved that problem. But to get back to your answer, what did I pick up from him? I picked up, he was a very honest and a very fair, loving person. But I didn't get along with him very well because he was not sports-minded, and he was all business. When I was just a youngster at 6 years of age, he gave me a shoeshine box, and I had to start working as a shoeshine in his barbershop. And that went on to become a very conscientious person to earn his keep, if you will. I went from shining shoes to selling newspapers to working in restaurants, and it was quite an education because as much as I didn't get along with my dad, I always respected him for being such a good provider. I saw many times, like he would go to he was a barber that he dealt with his customers. If he had a customer that had a shoe store, he would go deal with him. If he had a customer that had fruits and vegetables, he would deal with him. And a lot of these stories are in the book, and they're very interesting.
Oh, they are. And then what I thought was most interesting in your book was when World War II started, you left high school at the age of 17 to become a U.S. Army paratrooper. And why do you say they were the most important months of your life? Because you learned so many important things that are important in living a good life.
Yes, that's a good avenue that you opened for me because that leads to the seven tenets. I formed the. I'm going to jump a little bit if you don't mind because it's relevant. I formed to get back to Gil going into the military. I'll tell you how that came about. The headmaster of the high school called me into his office, and he had in his office two recruiting sergeants from the military. And Mr. Sullivan said to me, Titus, this may be a great opportunity for you, knowing that your family has that anti-educational mentality. This may give you a great opportunity to go to college, because if you enlist in the Army, you will be guaranteed the GI Bill of Rights, and you'll get a college education. So I said, gee, that sounds very good, Mr. Sullivan. I really appreciate your introducing me to these gentlemen. So they gave me a paper. They said, you have to bring this paper to your father, and he has to sign it, and you bring it back, and that will start it. So I took the paper home to my father, and I said, Pa, I was introduced today to people that will enlist me into the United States Army. And he said, oh, no, you're not going in the Army. You're getting the job, and you're going to help support the family. Then I continued. I said, Dad, they gave me this paper, and they said, if you sign this paper, I'm going to go in the Army, and they're going to give me $25 a month, and I'm going to sign that over to you. He said, wow, that's a good idea. Where's the paper? I'll sign it.
You're listening to a conversation between Carol Marks, the host of our show, and her guest, Dr. Titus Plumeritis, author of the book, Titus, The Life Story of Dr. Titus Plumeritis. And we're just scratching the surface. There's a lot more to come. So stick around. You're plugged into A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Dinovite. .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is now soft, it's silky, it's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life, she's got energy.
Tons of energy, no more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
Dinovite. .com.
Bernadette Duncan spent 26 years as a radio talk show producer. In her new book, Yappy Days, Behind the Scenes with Newsers, Schmoozers, Boozers, and Losers, she shares her adventures in the trenches of big-time talk radio during the changing backdrop of America's pre- and post-9/11 realities. This exciting story includes Bernadette's impressions of the quirky celebrity talk show hosts whom she served during her career, Larry King, Sally Jesse Raphael, Gil Gross, Tom Snyder, Lou Dobbs, Charles Osgood, and more. It's full of anecdotes about hundreds of high-profile guests from media, show business, and politics. Also quirky, ego-driven, and neurotic. Yappy Days, Behind the Scenes with Newsers, Schmoozers, Boozers, and Losers, an analytical look at the media, journalism, and the complex nature of ego. Get it now at Amazon.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain. What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Call 855-730-BACK, 855-730-BACK, 855-730-BACK. That's 855-730-BACK.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain. What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Call 855-730-BACK, 855-730-BACK, 855-730-BACK. That's 855-730-BACK.
Continuing now with A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups. I'm Michael Harrison in the anchor chair. Let's get back to a fascinating conversation between the host of our show, Carol Marks, and 89-year-old Dr. Titus Plumeritis.
They did teach you in the paratroopers, you know, about discipline, direction, development and responsibility, respect, leadership, and sportsmanship, just wonderful things to learn. And after serving in the paratroopers, you returned in 1948 to Lowell High School in your senior year. Now we have to talk about the famous Thanksgiving Day football game against Lowell's rival high school, Lawrence, that you played and starred in. You were only 5 feet 5 inches, and you weighed 150 pounds, and you were a left halfback and kicker. So what abilities did you have that kept you from being afraid of all the bigger guys, because you were a lot smaller?
Oh, I love that. Because Titus, I'll go way back when I was about 7 years of age. I was on the common, and I couldn't find anybody to play with. So I went over and I tried to kick a football over a baseball backstop, which is 20 feet high. This here will lead into that football story you're talking about. So it took me, honest to goodness, 3 solid years from 7 years of age until I reached 10 before I kicked it over the backstop. And that's the driving force in the book. Titus is from first page to the last page, it's an inspirational read on the driving force. And many times it appeared like it was impossible. That's why one of the themes in the book is, if you're reaching for the pinnacle of excellence, it's attainable, even when it appears impossible, because making the football team as a freshman at Lowell High School was an impossible task. Yet I did it, and I was one of the smallest guys on the team. And it's just that driving force, never having a fear, and that driving force played a big part when I was in the paratroopers in Japan too. But it was so inspirational for me to be able to look at these big guys and say, this guy can't stop me. I can get by him. And I used to say to myself, if I knock him down, he's going to be on the ground much longer than I will, because I'm going to jump up real quick. I always had that attitude in the back of my head. But let me get into that football game you're talking about.
Yeah, can you tell us about it briefly? Because I have some more questions I want to ask it. So tell
okay.
us about it. What happened?
To get back. The football story actually begins. It's the Lowell Lawrence High School football game, but it begins the week before that. We're playing Quincy High School, and we were undefeated. We had an undefeated team, and we're playing Quincy High School, and we were losing at halftime 9-0. It was raining outside, and we're playing in the Boston area, and I had a couple of miscues in the first half. I fumbled the ball twice. I misplaced a punt. I fumbled a punt. To make a long story short, we're in the dressing room at halftime, and we're trailing 9-0, and the coach is a former Green Bay Packer. His name was Ray Riddick. He played with the Green Bay Packers, and he puts his hand on my shoulder, and it was like a bear's paw on my shoulder. I'm sitting on the end of the bench. And he gives us our pep talk, and everybody's ready to run out. Rah, 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 we're running out. I couldn't get off from the bench. He had his hand on my shoulder. And he leans over to me, and he says right into my ear, Titus, hang on to the effing football. And I said, wow. I ran out on the field, and did I ever. We came back, and we won the game 28-9. We were trailing 9-0. I scored 2 touchdowns, threw a touchdown pass, and I kicked 4 point-afters. But that is the lead-up to the Thanksgiving Day the following week. That game, now, I'm going to go right to the end of the game, because it's a very interesting story. And it's at the end of the game, there's 4 seconds on the clock when Titus scores the tying touchdown. And that tying touchdown, before a packed house, 18,000 people, over 1,000 fans swamped the field, they stole Titus's helmet, they stole the football, and it took the police 20 minutes to clear the field to attempt the point after touchdown. Titus goes in. You talk about freezing the kicker. He goes in, he kicks the football, and all he thinks of is when he was 7 years old trying to kick that ball over the baseball backstop, and that's exactly what Titus did. He said to the holder, Jimmy Fallon, he said, Jimmy, you get it down, and I'll get it over. And Jimmy got it down, and that ball went sky high, 25 feet up in the air, and it crossed the goalpost, and that made the score 20-19, but there were still 4 seconds on the clock, and the crowd went on the field again. It took another 20 minutes for the field to clear the field. So that was 40 minutes to play the last 4 seconds. And when the dust settled, Titus scored all 20 points.
Amazing.
And it gave Laurel High School its first undefeated football team dating back to 1890.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
You're listening to a conversation between the host of our show, Carol Marks, and the author of Titus, The Life Story of Dr. Titus Plumeritis, Dr. Titus Plumeritis himself. And we'll have more of this conversation between Carol and Titus when A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups, continues in just a moment.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain. What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Call 855-730-BACK, 855-730-BACK, 855-730-BACK. That's 855-730-BACK.
Hi, this is Michael Harrison. I hope you're enjoying this installment of A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups, and finding it to be a meaningful listening experience. This wonderful little weekend program has been on the radio across America in one form or another for more than 20 years. Its mission is to provide mature Americans with information and content about aging to help them cope with the nonstop challenges of life during these hectic modern times. We're talking about health, finances, relationships, and plain old fun. Whether it's learning about the latest technology and social norms, or fondly remembering yesterday's arts and entertainment, A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups, is dedicated to serving that gigantic segment of the population so sadly ignored by most of today's popular media. Founded and hosted by a truly great lady, Carol Marks, one of America's leading experts on upper demographic issues and a champion in the ongoing battle against ageism, this program is geared to what has commonly been referred to as the sandwich generation. Baby boomers who are coping with such challenges as still supporting their adult children while caring for their elderly parents. It's my honor and privilege to be associated with Carol Marks and be a part of her mission to support, defend, and inspire today's generation of what she lovingly calls seasoned citizens. A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups, online at www.atouchofgray.com. We spell gray with an E. And right here on this great radio station every weekend. Thank you so much for listening.
This is Brad Shepard. Whenever you think of Social Security, do you think of survivors' benefits too? You see, Social Security is more than retirement. Social Security makes regular monthly payments to the families of workers who die too. More than 7 million people get survivors' benefits from Social Security, including almost 2 million children. Benefits that pay for food and clothing, medical care, and school benefits you can count on when you're planning your financial future. For more information, go to the SSA website at www.ssa.gov.
Michael Harrison here. Those of you who follow talk radio and are interested in what goes on behind the scenes might also know me as the publisher of Talkers Magazine, the trade publication that serves the talk media industry. We cover the talk show business as it exists on radio, television, and the internet. I often have the opportunity to speak about these media as a guest on radio and TV talk shows or comment on industry developments in newspapers and magazines. For the past 3 years, I've also hosted a weekly podcast that features interviews with fascinating people from a variety of fields and walks of life. It's designed to be enjoyed by media freaks, pop culture aficionados, political junkies, and the philosophically curious. Recent guests include such interesting folks as former U.S. Senator Joe Lieberman, Richard Nixon's grandson Christopher Nixon Cox, Alex Jones, Freddie Boom Boom Cannon, Deepak Chopra, Dr. Alan Stern, the principal investigator of NASA's New Horizons Pluto mission, radio broadcasters Sean Hannity, Mike Francesa, and Joe Piscopo, and legendary WWE ring announcer Lillian Garcia. How's that for variety? Each week, I interview outstanding personalities from the world of radio or any number of its related fields in the arts, science, entertainment, politics, or academia. It's available to download, and you can subscribe to it at absolutely no charge whatsoever at Apple Podcasts or at the website mhinterview.com. The Michael Harrison Interview. Just a click away on your computer or mobile device. Visit Apple Podcasts or mhinterview.com. Make the Michael Harrison Interview a weekly podcast listening experience. This week on the Michael Harrison Interview, a conversation with New York sports radio star Mike Francesa.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubbonubs. Free.
Nubbonub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubbonub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynovite.com.
Continuing now with The Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups. I'm Michael Harrison in the anchor chair. Let's get back to the final segment of our conversation between the host of our show, Carol Marks, and Dr. Titus Plumeritis.
Now, I also want to talk about another very important accomplishment that you made, because you went to Boston College on a scholarship, and you played on the football team, and you were thinking about becoming a football coach, and you decided to pursue a career as a football coach, and you got a degree at chiropractic college. So, briefly, why did you change what you wanted to do?
Okay, just a minor correction first. It's Boston University,
yes.
Which is right near Boston College, but you're very close.
Close. That's good. Okay.
Yes. Well, when I wanted to be a football coach and a teacher, that was my objective. When I went to Boston University, I enrolled in the physical education department because that's what I wanted to do. There's a couple of good stories in the book later on. If you have time, we'll go into those. But this is an interesting topic because I wanted to be a coach, and I got a coaching job at Somerville High School, which is one of the bigger high schools in the state. I was a backfield coach. and I got a job working in the hospital as a therapist. I also became a biology teacher a little later on, but my first teaching job was at a hospital as a corrective exercise therapist. I combined these two factors later on because when I was in line to get the top teaching coaching job in the greater Lowell area, I was the top candidate. I got recommendations from my high school coach and my college coach, and I was sitting there with the six other candidates waiting outside for the school committee to come out with the decision, and the chairman came out and he said, "You all can leave. The football coach is reconsidered, and he's going to stay on to be our coach." So I was so disappointed. I went home. We had one child at that time, a little Titus Jr., and I said to my wife, I said, "Claire, would you mind if I accept that position and go to chiropractic college?" I said, "I didn't get the job I wanted," and we talked about this, and I was accepted to two accredited chiropractic colleges, and one was in California. She said, "No, I would be very happy, and I'll go with you, and I'll support you." So that's what we did. And that's how I started my chiropractic career in California. And if I could fast forward it to you, she got pregnant for the second child, and she wanted to come home to Lowell, Massachusetts, and have the child delivered by the same pediatrician because she had a lot of trouble delivering Titus Jr.
And
so that's what we did. We came home, and I completed my college, my chiropractic education at the Chiropractic Institute of New York.
And guess what? You weren't able to practice in Massachusetts because they had a law there that you had to get a medical license. And there was a lot of discrimination against being a chiropractor. The last thing that I wanted to talk to you about was the fact that you perform such a wonderful service in getting something out of a Medicare bill that was so harmful to chiropractors, because it said that you could not have chiropractic service unless you were approved by an MD. And how were you then eventually able to meet President Carter and have him in 1980 get that clause taken out of the Medicare bill, which helped 50 million chiropractic patients? I mean, that is truly remarkable.
Could I comment on that, please?
Yes.
Okay. I'll go back just a little bit, because I wanted to get accreditation in the state of New Hampshire. That's how this all started. Because New Hampshire was one of the oldest laws in the country, and it became a dumping ground for students graduating from non-accredited schools. So when the governor was, we had a governor's conference, a Democratic governor, his name was Hugh Gallon. He was a car dealer, nobody heard of him, and he was running against a three-term incumbent Republican named Mel Thompson. So Del Downing came to my home. We had a Democratic party at my house, and he came to me and he said, "Titus, if you support me," he said, "if you don't support me and I get elected, I will support accreditation to bring chiropractic accreditation to the state of New Hampshire." But he didn't have a snowball's chance in hell of getting elected. He said, "But if you support me and I get elected, I'll hand carry that sucker through the Senate for you." So I had to go out and talk to all my Republican chiropractors in the state, and I had to convince them what the Democratic governor, gubernatorial candidate, Hugh Gallon, said. And it took me quite a bit of trouble. But I drove a van 15,000 miles, north, south, east, and west, all over New Hampshire to get him elected. And when he got elected, his comment was, at the very first fundraiser was, "If I had two Titus Plumeritises, I'd run for president." And this is what led up to the Jimmy Carter story.
You're listening to a conversation between the host of our show, Carol Marks, and her guest, Dr. Titus Plumeritis, author of the book Titus, The Life Story of Dr. Titus Plumeritis, and quite a story it is, and there's more to come when A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups, continues in a moment.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba-Nubs. Free.
Nubba-Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba-Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Bernadette Duncan spent 26 years as a radio talk show producer. In her new book, Yappy Days, Behind the Scenes with Newsers, Schmoozers, Boozers, and Losers, she shares her adventures in the trenches of big-time talk radio during the changing backdrop of America's pre- and post-9/11 realities. This exciting story includes Bernadette's impressions of the quirky celebrity talk show hosts whom she served during her career, Larry King, Sally Jesse Raphael, Gil Gross, Tom Snyder, Lou Dobbs, Charles Osgood, and more. It's full of anecdotes about hundreds of high-profile guests from media, show business, and politics, also quirky, ego-driven, and neurotic. Yappy Days, Behind the Scenes with Newsers, Schmoozers, Boozers, and Losers, an analytical look at the media, journalism, and the complex nature of ego. Get it now at Amazon.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain. What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Call 855-730-BACK, 855-730-BACK, 855-730-BACK. That's 855-730-BACK.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smells.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Brad Shepard. Whenever you think of Social Security, do you think of survivors' benefits too? You see, Social Security is more than retirement. Social Security makes regular monthly payments to the families of workers who die too. More than 7 million people get survivors' benefits from Social Security, including almost 2 million children. Benefits that pay for food and clothing, medical care, and school benefits you can count on when you're planning your financial future. For more information, go to the SSA website at www.ssa.gov.
Continuing now with A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups. I'm Michael Harrison in the anchor chair. Let's get back to the final segment of our conversation between the host of our show, Carol Marks, and a fascinating individual, Dr. Titus Plumeritis. We pick it up with him telling us the story of his connection with President Jimmy Carter.
When Jimmy Carter was being challenged by Ted Kennedy for the presidential re-election, he said to Hugh Gallon, he said, "Hugh, can you get Titus to work for me like he did for you?" So Hugh Gallon calls me in his office, and I said, "Hugh, I can't because the Medicare bill has a clause where you have to be referred by a medical doctor, and the chiropractors won't cut the mustard. That won't cut it." So he gets on the telephone. He calls Jimmy Carter. And he speaks to the secretary. He said, "I got Titus in my office, and I'd like to talk to Jimmy." She said, "Well, he's with a couple of cabinet members right now. I'll give him a message, and he'll call you back when he's free." So he called back in about, a minute or so. He said, "Hugh, what can I do for you?" So Hugh said, "Titus is sitting next to me here, and he says he can't support you against Ted Kennedy because you don't have chiropractors in the Medicare bill." He said, "I do, too." So he gives me the telephone. Now, here I am talking to the President of the United States, telling him what you just said. There's a Medicare clause in there that you have to be referred by a medical doctor before you could get chiropractic services. He said, "No, I was told, all I was told was that the chiropractors were in the bill." I said, "Well, they pulled the wool over your eyes because the medical profession was in charge of at that time, and they would do anything to keep the chiropractors at bay." He said, "Well, you tell me what we have to do, and we'll correct it." And that's how that came about.
And you did.
So he removed their clause in there, and I was able to get the chiropractors in the state of New Hampshire, and not only that, to get the chiropractors across the entire United States to support him to defeat Ted Kennedy. And that's a true story.
What a wonderful thing. And we're winding down now, and I just want you to give your website spell your last name, where people can go to get your book, Titus, and the money from the sales of the book is going to go to scholarships for your former high school. So can you just do that?
I will do that. First, let me spell a name for your listeners. First name is Titus, T-I-T-U-S. Last name, Plumaritis. P as in Peter, LOMARITIS .com, and that'll get you right to my Facebook, my webpage. What was the other thing I was going to tell you?
Well, yeah, you were going to tell us how to get to your webpage and learn more about.
Okay, they can also get a personalized copy on that webpage. There's a beautiful trailer up there, but there's also a little clause to give you my email address where you can send a check directly to the foundation. That's what I wanted to tell you. I formed a charitable foundation. It's called the Plumaritis Family Foundation, and 100% of every dollar from the sale of the book and a potential movie will all go to the scholarship program. It goes to that foundation. So far, I've given $74,000 in scholarships to students from Lowell High School and to Pelham High School.
Wonderful.
And I also set up a $100,000 scholarship at Boston University. So 100% of all my money, I told all my children that when I pass on, whatever is left in my retirement fund, I want it all to go to scholarship in that foundation.
Well, that is, really so inspiring. In addition to everything else, you become an accomplished golfer, tennis player, and billiard player. Wow. So your book is great to read with stories of your life struggles, family love, and many accomplishments. And you certainly have out-gumped Forrest Gump. So thank you, Titus.
Let me make one more comment before you go.
Yes.
I am so proud of you for reading the book. You had to read the book from front to end, the 600 pages.
Yes.
Because your interview brought up some questions that other interviewers have never even brought up, to be honest with you. You did a great job.
Well, I think you write a book, and I'm talking to you about it. I need to do it justice to read it. So I'm very glad I did, and thank you again.
And there you have it, a conversation, a very interesting one indeed, between the host of our show, Carol Marks, and Titus, Dr. Titus Plumeritis, the author of Titus, the Life Story of Dr. Titus Plumeritis. And the book is available at Amazon.com, and it's a pretty good book. I guess that sounds like a left-handed compliment. It's a very good book. Speaking of left-handed compliments, whatever that means, left-handedness and right-handedness. That is the subject, Handedness, by Meg McDonald, as we get ready for another installment of Meg, when A Touch of Grey, the talk show for grown-ups, continues in just a moment.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Dinovite. .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you gotta feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
Dinovite. .com.
Bernadette Duncan spent 26 years as a radio talk show producer. In her new book, Yappy Days, Behind the Scenes with Newsers, Schmoozers, Boozers, and Losers, she shares her adventures in the trenches of big-time talk radio during the changing backdrop of America's pre- and post-9/11 realities. This exciting story includes Bernadette's impressions of the quirky celebrity talk show hosts whom she served during her career, Larry King, Sally Jesse Raphael, Gil Gross, Tom Snyder, Lou Dobbs, Charles Osgood, and more. It's full of anecdotes about hundreds of high-profile guests from media, show business, and politics. Also quirky, ego-driven, and neurotic. Yappy Days, Behind the Scenes with Newsers, Schmoozers, Boozers, and Losers. An analytical look at the media, journalism, and the complex nature of ego. Get it now at Amazon.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain. What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Call 855-730-BACK, 855-730-BACK, 855-730-BACK. That's 855-730-BACK.
Continuing now with A Touch of Grey, the talk show for grown-ups. I'm Michael Harrison in the anchor chair. It's time now for the final segment of this hour of our broadcast. In the background, you hear a very interesting, powerful classical piano piece by Maurice Ravel, titled Piano Concerto for the Left Hand. He was commissioned to write it for a gentleman who had lost his right arm in battle, and it is a powerful piece indeed. Speaking of powerful pieces, according to my right-hand man, Dwayne Doobie Jr., who is also our research director as well as the producer on the front line of this program, Meg McDonald has been getting rave reviews from our audience. People just can't get enough of her Meg-isms. So here now is another installment of Meg.
I'm left-handed, and I have a very clear memory being in grammar school and the teacher encouraging me to write with my right hand. I tried, but I couldn't even hold the pencil steady, and all the letters were wobbly and out of proportion. At first the teacher was very nice, but when her encouragement and cajoling became unveiled threats that my grade could suffer if I didn't learn to write right-handed, I had a Popeye moment. I said to myself, I am what I am, and I'm left-handed, and I stopped trying to be right-handed. However, I do some things right-handed. In my Let's Play Golf period, I played with right-handed clubs, and I wear my watch on my left wrist. I can grasp how genetic traits are passed on from parents to child, creating a family resemblance. We've all heard someone say, oh, I see your father in you, or you look just like your mother. If your parents have light-colored eyes, it's no surprise that you probably will too. But what decides if we're left-handed or right-handed? Well, it turns out it's also genetics, but this particular gene is independent and doesn't follow the regular rules of heredity. I found a lot of scientific data, but here's a layman's way of thinking about it. This gene is like the ball on a roulette wheel. It's inside the womb, floating around, and where it stops is controlled by chance. And while it seems random, who will get the left-handed gene? What's interesting is the numbers pretty much stay the same. 90% of us are right-handed, and 10% of us are left-handed, and it's been that way going back to the caveman 500,000 years ago. Turns out, our preference for using one hand over the other has a name. Scientists call it handedness. And it's not just humans. Other species also exhibit handedness, including gorillas and chimpanzees. Dogs and cats have a preferred paw. Horses by default will take their left lead. And researchers recently discovered that all kangaroos are left-handed. Huh, how about that? In the end, it matters not whether you're right-handed or left-handed. We still use both hands. How else would we clap?
Thank you, Meg. Meg McDonald with another installment of Meg and more Megisms. If you want to binge listen to Meg, you can do so at www.talkerslive.com. Thank you, Meg McDonald, and thank you, Duane Doobie Jr., our producer on the front line, pulling it together. A huge thanks and a salute to Carol Marks, the host and founder of the program. On behalf of the entire team here, I'm Michael Harrison, inviting you to join us next weekend right here on this great talk radio station for another installment of A Touch of Gray, the talk show for grown-ups.